Welcome to Life Changes with Filippo. I am Filippo, and I am so honored to spend these moments together with you as we talk about so many things that are important to us and sometimes that we don't have the opportunity to talk about. I am so excited because this is the very first show of Life Changes with Filippo. It's been a long time coming. I've had this vision, and friends have had visions, and we all came together and shared this vision together. And I am honored to be the one who gets to be here presenting so many of these topics and bringing so many of the people and stories and subject matters that that is not often heard out there in the rest of the world. So this is very, very special to me, and I hope it'll become very, very special to you too. You know, so many things change all the time, and we've often heard how the one constant is change. And so here we are, we're experiencing so much change, and with friends, I get to talk about these changes as if they're normal things. I get to talk about things that happen that some people might rather not talk about. How shall I put this? Say, for example, you have a dream that, as often happens, that a relative is dying and or a relative has come to say goodbye, and then you wake up the next morning and found out that that relative did die. Well, what is that? How come people say, yeah, I've had that happen before, but nobody talks about it again? So how about, say, for example, you were thinking of somebody and the phone rings and you pick up the phone and it's them and you say, I was just thinking about you. Well, what is that? How does that happen? Why does that happen? How do we get that to happen again? And so why aren't we talking about these things? And so many of us actually are. Because if you could get that to happen all the time, that'd be a pretty cool thing. And there are people that supposedly can. And there are people that can actually supposedly tune in, dream in awake state or even in a dream state, and find out if somebody is going to die or if somebody is going to be better. And these are people that I get to talk to almost on a daily basis. And because of my insatiable desire to find out about these phenomena, I have come to know so many people that know so much about this material, so much more than I. And so oftentimes I have a conversation with somebody and they'll say, oh, I wish you would have recorded this. It would have been great to let so-and-so hear it. And that happened once too many times. And so here we are. We're going to be having conversations and we're going to be recording them. So we'll not only hear them live, but we'll get to listen to them over and over again, because some of these guests, I have conversations with them that I hear over and over in my head, or I've recorded it on other interviews, on other shows, on video, and I watch them over and over again because there's so much to learn, especially when we haven't been exposed to a lot of this for some of us ever. One other thing, I watch people's lives change, and it takes them by surprise sometimes. And you think, well, because of what you've been saying, or because of where you've been going, or because of what you've been doing, or because of what's happening in the world, it was obvious to me that this was going to happen. But it wasn't obvious to them. And then these things happen, and had they been prepared, they wouldn't have been as horrible to them, or as destructive to their lives, and they might have made different choices. And I think to myself, how do I'm not friends with everybody in the world, although on Facebook it seems like I am, but how do I share some of the information that I know that explains certain things? Even simple things like, have you ever heard one of your parents say, or your grandparents say, oh, this doesn't taste like the tomatoes I used to eat when I was a kid? You know, to some people, it's a mystery why a tomato maybe 70, 80 years ago, or even 60, 50, even 40 years ago, tastes completely different and used to taste so much better. Well, if we look at the soil being demineralized, and we look at water being chlorinated and fluoridated, and we look at the fact that there were used to be farmers who used to farm and put love into the crop, well, all of those things scientifically have been proven that they make a difference in the taste of the tomato. So what do we do about that? What is it? And you know, it's explaining this phenomenon, something just as simple as that. So you could say to somebody, oh, I know why that is, and then maybe together we can change things, make a difference, and say maybe our soil needs to be mineralized. Maybe our water needs to be dechlorinated or defluoridated. I hope that's the word. Or maybe we need to love our vegetables and tomatoes. And there are people that talk about these things, study these things, and on this show, we're going to be talking to them. And I say we because this show's not about me. This show's not about even the people I'm about to mention now. This show is about all of us, because we're all in this together as far as I see it. I see it as there's nothing I can do that won't affect anybody else. And we'll talk about that in a little bit, because I'm very excited to say that I have the privilege of doing this together with some very, very special people. Three other people in particular who are also producers on this show along with myself. One of them is sitting right next to me, and that's Mark Skelton.
Good evening, Philippa. Thank you for having me on the show. It's your first unofficial guest.
You're not a guest, you're a producer.
I like to think of myself as a VIP.
Okay.
If that's okay. I mean, I don't get the limelight very often, so if I could just have that one small thing, that'd be great.
You get the limelight a lot, actually. All anybody has to do is look at your Facebook, or, I mean, you're with everybody who's anybody, and you've got pictures with them, and what are you talking about? Red carpets, green carpets?
It's called Photoshop.
Photoshop, right. And the other person that I have the privilege of sharing this show with is another producer on the show, and that's John Snow, and he's with us online.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, hello. John.
Do you feel like a VIP?
I'm actually sitting in a closet right now. I don't feel very special at all at the moment.
John, we talked about this. I thought you were going to come out of the closet.
Perhaps.
Well, wait a minute. Is he trying to tell us something I don't know?
Maybe it's a bad... do you want to get a bad reception or something? you know, or is it maybe you get a good reception in the closet? I don't know.
That's exactly what it is.
You're tuning in.
I am tuning in.
Tuning in. So,
and
you
that's
need
what this show's about, tuning into your true self.
Right. So
owning that.
In the closet, yeah. Then he gets to have no distraction. Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
I have to be focused to keep up with you guys.
Oh, okay. Well, let me assure you, you're a VIP in my heart and on this show.
And that's all that matters.
And in that closet. And so
I am the most important person in this closet, believe me.
A very important person in that closet. And then another person who hopefully will be calling in real soon is the fourth producer on the show. In case you're counting, I was counting myself as one of them. And so is Mark Lejeune, who is in Las Vegas at the moment doing some big deals. And for all we know, this could be our first and last radio show, and by next week we'll be on television because he's always working something up. So, Mark, if
I'm thinking life changes with the Filippo the musical in Vegas.
Maybe that's what
Mark Lejeune never told you about, did he? That's the deal we're cutting right now.
You never know with him.
I've seen the costumes, and you were doing the right thing. You instinctively knew, John, to be in the closet. You should see your costume.
Oh, my.
This is supposed to be positive.
It is positive. It's an amazing costume. I never said it was a horrible costume. It's just because I've got this funny accent, and I'll mention it first.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, nobody wanted to talk about the funny accent in the
There's
room.
There's nothing wrong with Australia.
Australia? He's not from Australia. Now you got to tell everybody where you herald.
I'm from England.
England, as if we didn't know.
Yeah. From Yorkshire, Kingston upon Hull. For all those amazing listeners out there, thanks for tuning in. I know it's 4 a.m., but thank you for setting your alarm. I've got lots of emails and lots of blog responses, a lot of support in the UK and London and in my hometown, Kingston upon Hull. So thank you, guys, and keep spreading the word, because this is just going to grow and grow and grow and get bigger and bigger and more amazing every single week. And the guests that Filippo has lined up are just going to be mind-blowing. They're really at the cutting edge of what's changing out there, and that's why the name is so perfect, because life is changing, and it's changing at a very quick pace. And I think there are people out there who are discovering and learning things and uncovering things within themselves that are just mind-blowing. And so, you know, names like, you know, I won't mention names because I won't spoil the surprises, but there are some amazing people out there who are doing amazing work, and we want to bring those people, we want to provide a platform for those guys to actually shine, because they are the beacons of truth and the beacons of the future, and we all need to come together, and we're all in this together, and once we collaborate, amazing miracles will start to happen. And that's what brought me to the show, because the whole show has been one collaboration after another. And I said collaboration, not calamity.
I don't think they understood.
Just for those with a dodgy connection, but it's been magical, it's been amazing, and I have all of the, you know, all the faith and all the belief that this is just going to take Filippo to the heights he deserves, because he's an amazing human being.
You're making me feel like a VIP, and actually, you know, life changes with Filippo. I'm glad you brought that up about things life changing. The name is twofold. The first fold, can you say that? The first fold?
First fold, sounds all right to me.
Okay, well, if it's twofold.
Yeah.
The first fold is life is changing. How often do we say, well, it didn't used to be this way, or does it seem like this
like those
is...
tomatoes.
Like the tomatoes, exactly.
No, I say tomato.
I say tomato.
You set this up.
John, what do you say?
You set the whole thing up.
John, what do you say?
He says potato.
John?
I guess he doesn't have any in the closet.
John, the black dress looks fine.
Would you stop already? Okay, so, but seriously.
I'm going with the blue one anyway.
Say that again?
I said I'm going with the blue one. But thank you.
Nice. Well, you know blue represents peace.
And that's
and
what
it's
I'm
your,
on.
It's your fifth chakra.
Yes, so your throat.
Your throat chakra. So, in any event, so life changes with Filippo. With life is changing all the time. And so, in essence, Filippo, we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be talking about life, the changes of life. Yeah. And then secondly, because we're talking about it, life is changing.
You create it.
Absolutely.
What you focus on, you create, right? What you think about, you create. And we all create every single day of our lives, and we all create the reality that we have, and that's why we have to be conscious of every thought we have. And I read recently in an amazing book called Peace Pilgrim, where you talk about those negative thoughts, the junk thoughts are more dangerous to your body and your life than junk food. I'm not recommending junk food, but junk thoughts, we do them. We have thousands of thoughts every day, and most of them are repetitive, repetitive, repetitive. And if you don't keep an eye on them, they'll start to control your life, and they'll start to create your life. And I know Filippo is going to have guests that talk about this in much greater depth, because I don't understand it truly. But speaking of that, what about we should mention Dorothy?
Well, we're actually...
Yeah. See, we're so in tune.
Have you ever thought about hosting a show, Mark?
I don't know. I mean, life changes with Mark. It's just not got the same ring to it.
But to finish that up before we move on to Dorothy, so not only what we focus on expands, which is what you were trying to say in a nutshell, Mark.
Thank you.
But
yeah. I'm in a nutshell. He's in a closet.
Okay.
What a group.
I think I'd rather the closet than the nutshell. It seems pretty tight. But... in any event, and because we're talking about it, we can shed light on it, and we can make a difference. It'll make a difference in our world, obviously, because we're manifesting that, but we're also bringing the awareness to other people, opening up the conversations. These are becoming things, believe it or not, more and more, that we could talk about in the office. As a matter of fact, I hope very soon to be able to get a guest on our show, and this guest wants to be on our show. It's just that he's got a book coming out, and so we have to time it right. But who actually teaches so many of these principles in corporations. So the heads of the corporations are actually learning a lot of what we're going to be talking about, but they don't necessarily feel like everybody needs to know.
Right.
And so
they're keeping it for themselves.
Right. And
which is like the old paradigm, isn't it? You know,
exactly.
Separation, control, all the rest of it.
Right.
But what's interesting, what you're talking about, the very fact that President Obama recently has called for 100 of the most advanced, if you like, New Age thinkers to come to the White House and advise, on the shift that is happening, the changes that are happening in our world today. I think that just shows amazing insight, bravery, and maturity in a president, where he takes on all aspects of reality. And for him to bring in all these people, from Marianne Williamson to Dr. Emoto to, you know, John DeMartini, all these amazing people who I know you are good friends with, some of these people, and you've met some of these people. And hopefully on the show as well, they'll be on the show. But basically, it's so inspiring to see that not only is the State of the Union, you know, going to benefit from this, but hopefully the state of the planet.
Well, Mark, you said some amazing things, but you also are trying to set up Dorothy Lee. We are so happy to have Dorothy Lee on here, and I'm laughing because we have a segment regular on our show, and that's going to be Dorothy Lee, and the segment is going to be called State of the Universe Address. And thank you for not giving it away, Mark.
You're welcome. I didn't realize what I was saying, actually. It just was flowing.
So Dorothy is all kinds of things, actually. I am so happy to have met her. Speaking of having friends, she is indeed a good friend and one of these people who is called upon to speak on these subjects. She's a healer. She's an awakener. She's an accelerator. She's a channeler. The list goes on, and we'll all get to know more about her together. And of course, you can always go to our website at lifechangeswithfilippo.com and learn about her as well. But let's bring her on so she can talk about the segment. Dorothy, are you there?
Yes, I am. There's nothing left to say. Mark said it all.
He's like that, you know.
I know.
Hi, Dorothy.
I'm very excited. What we are going to be talking about is the state of the universe and about how love is the most powerful force in this universe and in any other. We're going to be talking about so many things. Many of us believe we're the center of the universe, and we've thought for a long, long time that Earth is. Although our scientists can only measure how fast things are moving towards Earth or away from it, and what they've discovered is that Earth is expanding, and expanding outward in every direction. And we are expanding in consciousness. And we have to expand, and we have to make a shift in consciousness if we're going to have a civilized planet. So that's what this shift is about that you were mentioning. It's the shift in personal consciousness and collective consciousness. And I'm really excited. These are amazing times, absolutely amazing. The planet itself is undergoing a great shift. The earthquake that was just experienced is a part of this. The tsunamis, the hurricanes, there are major, major shifts. And many people think that by 2012, the planet will no longer exist. Well, it won't exist the way it is now. By 2012, it will be such a higher vibration. We're passing through the different consciousness right now, and we're raising ourselves up to to meet this whole new world. And I'm very excited. And I'm excited about the show because we're going to talk about all of these things. We think that we've been led to believe that we're alone in this universe, that no other planet is inhabited. And it's very interesting because every government out there, except for ours, is telling about encounters with beings from far, far away. And they are asking our government to share the truth. So we're going to be talking about some of that. And Filippo, you mentioned that I'm a channel. Well, I've had visitations ever since I can remember from Star Brothers and Sisters. So I'm going to be happy to share a lot of that with
you. That'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Dorothy, can I share real quickly about the experience I had? I won't say who it is. I'm sure we'll have him on the show. I've interviewed him before. But in any event, that I was sitting watching a movie, and the movie was about, well, I can go ahead and say it. I mean, in any event. Sure, I can say it, right? I mean,
who was it?
Yeah. It was James Gilliland. And we were watching his movie of that was made about his story, and he was sitting on one side of me because I was going to interview him right after the movie, the premiere was over, and Dorothy, you were sitting on the other side of me, and having had the pleasure of knowing you over the past year and a half or two or so, you've been sharing so much of this channeled information. And I have to say that some of it has just been so far out there and so new to me. I'm just one, you know, I've been wondering, you know, what is she
drinking?
Alkaline water.
I hope it's alkaline water.
I didn't say, yes, good. I didn't say that. But in any event, so at one point I'm sitting watching this movie, and on the screen he starts talking about the visitations he's had and the channelings and what have you, and my mouth just opens up in almost disbelief because I'm hearing so much of your story almost word for word as he's describing the ships and he's describing these aliens and whatever, and then he taps me on the shoulder on my left and says, now this is my favorite part because people don't know this, and then I'm listening to what he says, and you're tapping me on the right of my shoulder, and you're saying, I told you this. How many times have I told you this? And I thought, this is the strangest experience I'm having. He's saying people don't know this. I'm hearing it from you over the past year and a half or two. It's just been amazing. So I do know that...
And what was it? Is it that E.T. got home?
No, Dorothy, I'm sure you'll be sharing those kinds of information with us, right?
Yes, I will. I will. I'm on a mission, and my mission is to help us remember to take personal responsibility and to take our power back and to make conscious choices. For most of my life, I was an unconscious co-creator. And since I've become a conscious co-creator, my life is absolutely phenomenal. And I want to share with our listeners how they can have a beautiful and joyful life. I'm the happiest person I know. And it's so easy once you understand how the universe works. So that's going to be my part in this beautiful, beautiful show.
Well, so the State of the Universe address, it'll be about what's going on in the universe and what others out there, like out there, have to say.
I can guarantee you there's no other segment like this on any radio show anywhere in the world.
And because we're
universe even.
Because we're getting right from
E.T.'s mouth.
E.T.'s mouth, okay.
That's right.
And then you're going to be talking about what's going on in the planet, I trust, or on the planet, or around the planet, or in our little universe.
Yes, absolutely. There's so much going on. And there's so much going on with people right now. People are jumping off the planet in record numbers, and others are waking up in record numbers. People all over the world are coming together and wanting to stop the greed, stop the wars. It's just amazing. So we're going to be talking about what people are doing to make a difference, and that's very exciting.
Wow. And then you're also going to be talking about what's going on inside of our own personal universes, right?
Absolutely. Our masks are falling off. People can't hide the truth of who they are anymore. So this is making for some very interesting relationship changes. People are leaving their jobs or being asked to leave their jobs so that they can begin doing what they've actually come here to do. Many exciting and wonderful things are happening, and what we will be discussing and discovering is that those things that look so bad to us, that feel like they're the worst moments in our lives, really have amazing, beautiful gifts in them. And I'll be sharing some from personal stories, and I'm very, very excited to get this information out to the world. And it's wonderful having you guys put this show together. Filippo, my life has changed dramatically, wonderfully, since we met 2 years ago.
Oh.
Yours has too. So.
Well, shouldn't I be the one to say that?
Well,
don't worry, you'll bounce back. this is just a dip in the valley. You know this better than anybody. Life's a series of ups and downs, and Filippo's not going to be around forever.
Wait a minute.
Well, you know, he's going to go on world tours and that kind of thing, and, you know, be in high demand, VIP lounges.
Dorothy, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain. Or to the man,
John.
Or that's the man in the closet. John, are you still with us?
I am. Yes, I'm here.
Say hello to Dorothy Lee.
Hello, Dorothy Lee. How are you, love?
Hi, darling. How are you?
I'm fabulous. Lovely to hear your voice.
It's good to hear you. Although I haven't heard much of you tonight, so.
Well, you know, I like to let the boys do their thing, and I'll jump in and I'll give my nuggets when they're necessary.
You know, this is your chance, Mark. I don't know when we'll all be together again, because, you know, our next show is going to have a guest, and it's just going to be me and the guest. No Mark, no Mark, and no John.
I'm just a shrinking violet, if that's the phrase. I'm like John. I like to just stay in the background, and, you know, I'm an observer. There are two kinds of people in this world. There's doers and observers, and I just observe.
Right. You're one of the biggest movers and shakers I know. But, Dorothy, thank you
yes.
so much for being with us today, and thank you for your commitment to this show and for giving us the segment State of the Universe Address, and we look forward to next week to hearing the first address.
Okay, well, I look forward to giving it, so you guys
Dorothy,
have fun.
Thank you, we will. And Dorothy, before you go, we should mention that for those who are local that are in the greater Los Angeles area, that they can come to hear you live and see you and be part of moon ceremonies and Reiki workshops and energetic alchemy workshops. And I'm sure we'll be talking more about that over the weeks. But to go to lifechangeswithfilippo.com and click on About Us and click on Dorothy and learn more about how you can be involved in some of these personal changes and life changes as well.
Mm.
So thank you,
yes,
Dorothy.
Yes. I would
have
like
a beautiful
to invite
evening.
Everybody to come to our moon ceremonies and dance with the Tesla star and strengthen their electrical grid and as we strengthen the grid of the planet. So it's
Fantastic.
Very important
and
to check
so
this out.
When's the next full moon, Dorothy? Do you know off the top of your head?
It's April 9th.
Perfect. So for all you listeners out there, April the 9th, you can. I'm at the end of the show. I'm going to give you Filippo's home address, and you can come round.
Come to my house.
Calls. You know, he'll give. He's great at body rubs, massages, that kind of thing. Like I say, if go to the website. You're not bad. Go.
It's
free, so you know you may as well take it while you can. And
John, help me on this.
At the end of the show, well, John's the one that told me. And by the end of the show, I'll also post it on the website, Life Changing. There, you can get in touch with him that way.
Okay.
Dorothy, are you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
I feel like we've lost the voice somehow.
I think we did.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, we're all alone.
Interesting.
I don't know where we are.
Well, I don't know what to do with so much quiet, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
So I'm so used to competing here. Or not competing, as the case may be.
Well, you weren't competing.
Well, that's what I mean.
This is exciting, John. This is really exciting. I can't wait to see you.
And, well, hopefully that'll be soon. Are you, you're coming home soon, I trust.
Oh, yes. Yes. And tomorrow should be my last day in San Diego.
Fantastic.
It has been an exciting adventure.
Well, I'm showing that Life Changes with Filippo. Oh, maybe they're back on. I see the phone ringing again. Maybe they're coming back online, which would be great.
This is his show here. I don't have any way to see it or hear it except when they're online because I don't have my computer.
Yes, apparently we're having a little bit of difficulty with Filippo and Mark's line. And I think that our facilitator, Seth, is working on it to get him back up.
Okay.
I'm getting something. We're still on air. Excellent.
Wow, good.
Well,
we are.
I guess we'll change the name of the show then, Dorothy.
Well, that's good, John. Is it the Dorothy and John show or the John and Dorothy show?
Something. As long as I get to say goodnight, Dorothy, at the end, and as long as you say goodnight, Dorothy, I think we'll have something.
Okay, absolutely. Well, great. I think our brothers and sisters from the stars wanted to give us some time. So here we are. So it's time for you to do the tap dance.
Oh, excellent. But I don't have the webcam set up. I don't think anyone will be able to see that.
Well, so...
I don't think anybody really wants to see that, actually, to be honest.
Has Mark Lazier called in? Maybe he called in. We're actually on the air?
Yes, we are actually on the air.
Great. Well, I don't know.
Well, I guess I can just share with people why I'm here, why I'm part of this, how I got involved. And for me personally, you know, these people, Dorothy, Mark, Filippo, Mark Lejeune, and the other, Stacy, who I really haven't even met in person yet, not that that's important, but this is my spiritual family, and I've known these people much longer than I give my body credit for, and what my brain, my physical brain, remembers at this particular time. But I know that we've all come together for beautiful things, for beautiful work. Hey guys, I'm so glad that you're back. I've been having to carry the show all by myself.
Oh, are we back on air?
With Dorothy, and you know, I got to tell you. We kind of enjoyed it. So if you guys don't mind hanging up, we'd like to go ahead and continue the show with Life Changes with Dorothy, Lee, and John, if that's cool.
We knew you guys had it in you. You know what the beautiful thing is? We've been talking for the last 5 minutes.
I don't doubt it because
I don't... All night.
I don't think that I've ever known you to have your mouth closed, Mark.
Oh,
wow.
I don't think that's for here, so... But I could be wrong. Well, we've been saying some wonderful things about Dorothy and John, you, of course, as well. And
where's the proof?
I don't know where to start because I don't know where we left off.
What was the last thing we said?
It doesn't matter because that's the past, and we are now in the moment. And so how we got disconnected, I don't know, but we are connected again. And not only are we connected, but we've got somebody else on the line who is also going to be a regular on this show. As a matter of fact, she's our publicist. And so she is the owner of Positive PR LA, and she's a publicist for the good. And she works with projects that are positive and that are helping the planet. As a matter of fact, her very first project is fuel, not her very first, but the one she's working on right now, which is a movie. Well, let's bring her on and let's have her tell us about it. She's going to be heading the segment called Luminary List. So, Stacey Hess. Stacey, are you with us? You are? Hello?
Hello?
I can't hear you, but I hope...
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Much better.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Well, hello, everybody.
I hope I'm the only one that hears you like this. So, Stacey, hello. Tell us about Luminary List. The Luminary List, that's the segment you're going to be doing.
Absolutely. Well, the Luminary List is it's a segment that we're going to do every week, and we're going to talk about people in the world that are making a difference. You know, there are a lot of really bright spots on this planet and a lot of very bright people. And by bright, I mean people who shine and glow and share that inner beauty that they have with others. And so what we're going to try and do is talk about those people so that we can all glow a little more brightly as we find each other. And we're going to do that a few different ways. We're going to talk every week about a business or a government somewhere in the world that's doing something positive, that's bringing goodness to light in the world. We're going to talk about celebrities, and then we're going to talk about people just like us. So, you know, the woman down the street did something amazing for me today, or whatever that might be. And that's the portion where we really hope we get input from our listeners. So you can email us at LifeChangesWithFilippo and share the stories with us.
Wow, that sounds like fun.
Well, I hope so. It's all fun, Filippo.
You know, Stacey, you're amazing, and you've got such great energy. And so I'm sure you're going to come up with some interesting things. Do you want to give us just a two-second commercial on some of the things you're going to be sharing?
Yeah, I would love to. Well, the first thing that I want to talk about, you know, you touched a little bit on one of my projects, which is the movie Fuel. Mm-hmm. And it's a movie that I'm really honored to work on. And one of the great things that we're doing at Fuel is we've teamed up with BMI and Authentic Artists, and specifically Corey Feldman, who people probably know from back in the day. He was in Goonies and Gremlins, and he was in Lost Boys and all those great movies back in the day. And you know, Corey is truly a bright, bright human, and he is putting on a show, actually, a green carpet event that's taking place this coming Friday, April 10th, at the Key Club on the Sunset Strip, and it features his band, The Truth Movement, which is focused on the green movement. And so the event is designed to help raise funds for Global Green and also to raise the collective consciousness of our society about the importance of sustaining the environment. And so it's a really beautiful thing that Corey's doing. He conceptualized it himself. He partnered with his record label. They went out and got folks like the team at Fuel involved. They're actually working with a company to make sure that everything that's used at the event is green and sustainable. So there's some really amazing stuff like that going on right here in Hollywood. And those are the kinds of things that we're going to talk about every week.
That's wonderful. As a matter of fact, we're going to be there, right?
We're all going to be there. And, you know, it's open to the public. You can buy tickets at Ticketmaster, so it's not one of those, you know, Hollywood events that nobody can go to. You can come. You can meet the celebrities that are there. It's going to be hosted by Ed Begley Jr., and it's going to be a really, really fantastic evening.
Well, Stacey, that sounds great, and the segment sounds great. So it sounds like it'll be an honor to be on the Luminary List.
Well, I hope so, and I look forward to all the suggestions that we get from our listeners, Filippo, because that's really the heart and soul of what we're doing.
Well, very good. Well, thank you so much, Stacey, and thank you for all the publicity you've done on the show, and we look forward to this segment next week and all the weeks to come and all the wonderful luminaries you bring to us.
Thank
you. Doing great work, Stacey.
So, Stacey, I got to ask you, does this mean you're not going to be talking at all about which celebrity didn't wear what underwear or who slapped the policeman or nothing like that?
Only if it was done in love.
Yeah.
How do you...
Only if they were wearing green underwear.
Only if they're wearing biodegradable underwear, Filippo.
Or if they weren't, if yes. No, I get it. The segment is about love and positivity and consciousness and all of that. And there's a lot of it out there, and people don't know.
Yeah, it doesn't get right. It doesn't get front page reporting like everything else does.
Right. I remember I was singing actually at an event. Actually, it was Robert Zemeckis' wedding.
Yeah, you're
wedding.
Right. Only the bad news, because that was such a bad performance. It got front page. You're so right.
So there I was, and this was years ago. And who should drive up but Goldie Hawn and her husband?
Kurt Russell.
Thank you. I knew that. And they drive up in a car, and everybody's coming up in limousines, and then I see this weird-looking car, and I ask somebody, what the heck is that? And it was one of the very first Priuses.
Wow.
I had never seen one up until that point. And here is this big multi-million dollar wedding in Montecito near Santa Barbara, and all these limousines coming up, and they drive up in that. And I thought, that is really amazing. That was really amazing. So anyway, so stuff like that, right, Stacey?
Absolutely. And, you know, I think that the most important thing that you said just a few minutes ago was that it's really easy to hear about all the gossip and all the negative stuff that goes on, you know, in Hollywood and in business and in government, especially today. And the truth is that there are a lot of people doing a lot of good, and we just really want to give those people a little time in the spotlight and put them on our luminary list because they brighten all of our days.
Great. And knowing you, you know so many of these people, you'll probably get them on the show, and we'd be happy to thank them on behalf of everybody and the planet. So we look forward to that segment. Stacey, thank you so much, and thank you for being a part of our show.
Thank you, Stacey.
Thanks, guys.
Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thank you. You know, at the beginning of our show, we played a segment of a song, and every once in a while, we'd like to feature either a local artist or an unsigned artist, people or artists that are out there singing about these kinds of things, absolutely.
Positive, elevated, empowering,
socially conscious, of course, universal love, that kind of thing, and give a little bit of airtime to them. And so today we thought we'd start with our very own song, which is the song you heard at the beginning of the show and you'll hear again at the end of the show. It's actually called Just Believe. The words are pretty much self-explanatory, and it's been composed by a dear friend of all of ours, Marco Missinato, and he composed the music and then came to me to write some lyrics. And so together I brought in another friend, Barry Bruder. So Marco Missinato, Barry Bruder, and myself sat down and wrote the lyrics to this song, and then we decided we just had to go into the studio and sing it. And here it is, Just Believe.
I love the beginning.
It starts kind of quiet, actually.
Yeah, it's a build-up. And then one of those that builds, yeah. They're the best songs. It's like Floyd.
Well, while we're at it, let's thank our engineer, Seth. Seth, are you there?
He's not doing anything until he gets the champagne and the chocolates.
Seth, if you can hear us, I know we were cut off for a little bit there. And John, by the way, thank you for carrying the show with Dorothy while we were cut off.
More than a pleasure.
Okay.
Here's your song, I believe.
Yes, you're right. Thank you. Here's Just Believe.
Just believe, just barely.
Just me. If you only let it be, you can do magic if you just believe.
Missinato. Actually, that is a part of it. We were talking earlier how vegetables were grown with mineralized soil and with water that was clean without chlorine and fluoride, and that they were grown with love, that the person growing them cared. And when the three of us got together, we really care about each other, and we really cared to write a song that that said something that conveyed what we felt about the changes that are going on within ourselves and the world. So here we are now presenting it to the world, and it means the world to me. So if you want to know more about the composer Marco Missinato or the song Just Believe or any of our musical guests in the future or anything at all, do go to our website. Let me spell it for you. It's www.lifechangeswithfilippo. I think most of that is self-explanatory. But my name, Filippo, is F like Frank, I, L like Larry, I, P like Paul again, and the letter O. So F-I-L-I-P-P-O, lifechangeswithfilippo.com. Ironically, while the song was playing, we were talking to the program manager, Don, who we're grateful for this perfect time slot for us. And we were talking, he was laughing, and he says, "You guys are funny. I'm so relieved to hear a show that..." How did he put it?
Smart.
That's smart. Well, he said smart, but he said that...
I said the English guy was really smart. Funny.
John, back me up on this. Is that exactly what he said?
He said no such thing about the Englishman.
Flip out the tip!
I honestly, I was so grateful for what he was saying, and so glad just to hear him give us such a wonderful compliment. It kind of hit my brain and bounced off again. So I really couldn't recount what he said by now.
It makes it real. I mean, today we've had the phone lines taken up by our two guests that kind of have held, are not the program, the segment people, Dorothy and Stacy, who have kind of held on so that they could listen to the show and all. But in the future, we'll have those lines open and we'll get to actually hear people talk to us, like the program manager, Didas. But basically, he said something that I hadn't mentioned yet, so this was the time that I was going to mention it, and it's interesting. He says how spirituality is not just serious, and how you can only listen to so much seriousness about spirituality, where frankly, folks, we are hearing seriousness about everything. Everything is so serious, and in a way it is, but whatever happens to laughter is the best medicine. A little irreverence here.
Comedy. You learn so much. It's like everything. When you play fun, everything, when you're a child, you're...
Have we lost the boys again? I guess we have. I guess just to build on what Mark was saying, there's a saying that I've lived with for a while now. I don't remember where I read it, somewhere. But it said, everything is respected, but nothing is revered. And I think the best lesson I ever got from that was this beautiful man named Johnny, whose real name is Yanni. He's a Greek gentleman that I used to work for in Dallas. And he opened my eyes to a whole new world at the time. He introduced me to the Doors, which was the first time I had ever heard them. I knew who they were, obviously, but had never listened to them before. And I saw him several years after the fact, after I had moved away from Dallas. And I said something about the Doors. And Johnny looks at me and he says, "Oh, just get over it. It's just music." I said, "But Johnny, it's the Doors. These are the guys you idolize." And he said, "Yeah, I know, but they're just music, and if you hold on to it, you're holding on to nothing." And I said, "Wow, okay." And so that kind of surprised me, but it rang very true for me. And I think that's kind of what these guys, what we're all about, is just everything is respected, but nothing is revered.
Hello, hello.
Hi, guys.
John, you're so powerful. You've been wanting to carry this show all yourself.
You know, I didn't want to say anything because I didn't want to feel, you know, or may have you guys feel that I was being egocentric, but I'm really enjoying this by myself in the closet, and if you guys wouldn't mind next week, maybe I could just do it. I love you, but...
John, I'm designing the flyer as we speak. Life changes with John in the closet.
Or State of the Universe from the Closet.
Hey.
A place where you can play.
John, thank you so much for how perfect that you were here online with us while we were having these technical difficulties. Whatever it is, we'll get it taken care of by the next week's show, next Monday at 9 p.m. right here on BBS Radio. So we'll figure it out. But in the meantime, what we were saying is that life doesn't have to be serious.
Don't worry, I covered all that for you. You guys don't have to worry about it.
Oh, really? Did you talk about how
I did.
Spirituality is not just Zen and it's not
actually, I shared with them a story and a quote that stuck in my mind for several years now from a book or something that I read. I don't remember, but it was very simply, everything is respected, but nothing is revered.
Wow. Wow, you know what? I couldn't have said it better myself, and that's probably why you said it.
Yeah, maybe.
The universe shut my mic off, so we'll give it to you. This has been amazing. John, thank you. Thank you, John Snow, for producing this and making this happen. Thank you, Mark Skelton, again, for producing this and making this happen. Thank you, Mark Lazier, again, for producing and making this happen. And Thank you, Dorothy Lee, for being with us and committing to being part of a segment, and Stacy Hess for committing to be part of a segment every week with us as we bring this information to people who are like-minded and really starving or thirsting for this. We want to thank Don, the program manager, and Seth, the engineer.
Thank you, guys.
Possible. Thank you, John. We're going to...
Thank you, guys. And can I just say thank you, Filippo? You did an amazing job. I'm not going to crack any little witty, pithy witticisms. I ran out of wittiness there. But point is, you've done an amazing job. Thank you, Filippo. And please come back next week. Yes. I'd love to have you as a guest.
Join us. Join us next week when these guys may not be here, but we are going to have a guest. Actually, our guest next week is David Serretta, who produced the movie Water, who produced the movie The Voice, and Mona Lisa's Little Secret. It's going to be a fascinating show. The movies are fascinating, and I can't wait to share that with you. And most of all, thank you to all you listeners who are making this the reason for being.
Amen.
Thank you. Good night.